The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The date was December 7, 1941. The time was 7:55 a.m. To the complete surprise of American forces in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, Japanese planes began to sweep down and drop devastating bombs onto our fleet and also our planes on the ground. When the attack was done, 18 of our ships were sunk or sinking, and nearly all of our planes were destroyed. Over 3,500 of our servicemen were dead. We were shocked at such a bold and devastating attack on our U.S. Navy. Many wondered if the Navy would ever recover. Worse, we wondered if our liberty would shortly be ended and we would be required to worship the Emperor of Japan as God. In the midst of this despair, President Franklin Roosevelt replaced the commander of our Pacific Fleet with an admiral named Chester Nimitz. Nimitz arrived at Pearl Harbor on Christmas Eve, 1941. He immediately went for an inspection of the harbor. Sunken ships and twisted metal were everywhere. Once Nimitz had inspected the whole harbor, the young seaman at the helm of his boat asked him, "Well, Admiral, what do you think after seeing all this destruction?" Nimitz's reply shocked everyone listening. He said, quote, "The Japanese made three of the biggest mistakes an attack force could ever make, or God was taking care of America. Which do you think it was?" He then listed the three mistakes. Number one, they attacked on Sunday morning when most of the men were on shore. He stated we would have lost 10 times the men we did if it had been at a different time. Number two, they didn't touch with their bombs the dry docks just across the harbor from the ships they attacked. The dry docks are where ships are repaired. Repairing them here would be much easier than towing them to America to be repaired. Number three, they didn't touch our gasoline storage tanks, which were easy targets just 5 miles away. It would certainly seem that God was taking care of America on December 7, 1941. But will He do it again? That depends on those of us who are Americans today. He promises in His Word that for those who walk in covenant with Him, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So the real question to be asked is, am I walking in covenant with God? The word covenant means the meeting of minds. Thus, if my thoughts are agreeing with the mind of God, I'm in covenant with Him and can thus expect His protection and provision to accomplish what He put me here to do. But if we think we can live any way we want to, and God will protect us because our grandparents had faith in Him or because I'm an American, we are badly deceived. He made plain in His word to Moses that if we forget His law, He will turn us over to our enemies. He warns, quote, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes which I command you this day, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor. And thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. The Lord shall cause you to be smitten before thine enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee 7 ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth." Was God taking care of America on December 7th, 1941? Will He take care of America today? You and I decide that by whether we live according to His laws. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Please go to our website and watch the reading of the Mayflower Compact. View Forefathers Monument and read our recently posted insight into the biblical view of investments. That address again, www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.